Blog Talk Radio. morning, good morning, good morning on this good fabulous Friday, Fellowship Friday. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, everyone, this morning. I got a hand up. Brother Tim, you open?
Thank you. Good morning.
We got a special for y'all today, this Friday. My brother Tim Rye going to bring y'all a message this morning. It's all in your hands, Tim.
Brother D,
where
you at? Uh-huh.
Pull your mic down a little bit. We barely can hear you, Tim.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. I just want to thank my brothers and sisters, and I'm so glad that
I'm here,
right there. There you are. There'll be a stand-in. Come on, brother, before we get started.
Yeah. I'm up here. I'm sorry. I'm up here telling you to hit the one button, and I ain't even nobody myself. God is still good. Amen. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. We bring you tidings and great joy from our service. You know, we on here every day ourselves, and we're so glad to be in here with you. You understand that our brothers that normally do the service, Brother Eric and Reverend Henry, is somewhat tied up this morning. But it's all about uplifting the name of Jesus. So I had contacted my brother, asked him if he could give us a word today. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about Jesus the Christ. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
What we're going to do this morning, I want to ask each and every one that's listening to him, ask Brother Nutty. I like to dedicate a thought. You know, it's bad sometimes to give someone a little power and they get carried away. I love delegating authority, and I get lazy sometimes. So I'm going to ask Brother if he would lead us in prayer this morning. And honestly, I got so much background noise in my truck here. I don't like being disturbed when I'm dealing with the Lord Jesus. So I'm asking Brother Nutt if he would lead us in prayer. After prayer, we're going to hear a word from Brother Tim, and we're just going to mosey right on down the road. Amen? Amen. Brother Nutt, if you will.
All right, Brother D. I'm driving, so everyone else is by the head of the can. But Father God, we come to you this morning. Thank you for another glorious day. Thank you for being God Almighty. Thank you for allowing us to see another day, see this bright sunlight. Just keep blessing the whole world. Protect the whole world. Protect me, my family, and all of God's children today as we travel down this road. Protect Brother Eric, Reverend Henry, Brother D, the whole congregation. Just protect the world. Continue to keep blessing us and giving us more wisdom. Just keep keeping the faith. We know we can do all things by God, by you, God. We can do by faith, keeping the faith, keeping your hand on. God, just keep continuing blessing us. These blessings mean more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank Brother Nutty for the prayer. And like I said, we're going to just mosey right on down there. But I don't know how long we're going to be with this morning. We don't put God in, like I said, we don't put him in a box. And we don't put our morning service on a time schedule. We let the Lord have his way. Amen. So at this time, we're going to bring your brother Timothy Riles in his own way. Amen, Brother Tim.
Amen. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Brother Nutty. And I want to thank Brother Eric and Reverend Henry for trusting me to be in this position right now. And I don't take it lightly. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank Brother D. I thank all of you, my brothers and sisters. And I just ask God that he would bless me and anoint me and consecrate my heart, my soul, and my spirit, and that I don't adulterate his word in any form or fashion. And I just say thank you. And I just said just something quickly. We want to just tap into his word real fast. Let's go into Acts, the book of Acts. And you will see that's about middle ways of the book, a little bit more toward it's in the New Testament. You'll find all the Gospels, and then you'll find the book of Acts. And we just say, thank you, Lord. I want to go to chapter 17. Let's start at verse, and we'll just read a little bit and talk about it and read a little bit and talk about it. All righty. And this is about Paul. And we all know the Apostle Paul was at one time a Pharisee. He was a dedicated man to the law. Not that he could fulfill the law, but he was dedicated. And he did not tolerate any foolishness, any things where we call false religions and all that. And he had the ability to even have you put to death. He was a Pharisee. He went around, and when they found out about this Jesus, he got all upset, and he was truly on a mission to get all the Christians. And at that time, they called him the Way. But while Paul was out doing his thing, he was converted on the road to Damascus. And next thing I know, now he's preaching instead of where he was trying to hurt the Christian people. Now he's with them teaching people about the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, we see over here in Acts, I want to tell you about something that's going to really, really excite my heart here. It says, verse 17:22, the book of Acts, 17:22, and when Paul stood in the midst, the Areopagus, and there was a meeting that all the I would call it all the philosophers, all the great minds of Greece, and all the religious leaders would come together, and they would meet in this one place, and they would talk about all the great things and philosophy, and don't you think the sun is this, all the crazy things that they came up with. But one thing Paul did, he was in this meeting, and he wanted to talk to these people, and this is how it happened. He said, "The men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." Isn't that the way we are sometimes? So many of us are very, very religious. And it said, "So as I was passing through and considered the objects of worship." See, back then, you got to remember, they had idols for weather, and we had idols for love. They had idols for the winter. They had idols for all these hand-carved and stone and gold and silver idols that they sat up and they worshiped them. He said, "I found an altar with an inscription." And the inscription said, right here, it said, "To the unknown God." He said, "Therefore, our whom you worship without knowing." You got a inscription that says, "To the unknown God." So what happened is these people would have, the Greeks would have, and these religions had all these idols, and they didn't want to offend any of the idols just in case they are these foreign gods, and this is a little g. And they didn't know, well, you know, we'll just make an altar for an unknown god. And that way, just we mess up, we won't offend them. So this is what Paul said. He wasn't really talking about these unknown gods that you didn't see. He wanted to tell you about the one true and only God. And they didn't know him, and that's what I'm trying to get you to see here. He said that without unknown him, I proclaim to you God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord over heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hand, nor he is worshipped by man's hand through the need of anything. God doesn't need anything. So my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today, we're talking about God himself. And he says, since you don't know this God by name, since you think that you're trying to cover all this, let me tell you about the real, true, and living God. Capital N, unknown, and capital G, God. The one that you say that you have all these worship idols and religions and all these things, but you don't really know the real, true God. Let me tell you about the one that I'm talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose again on the third day, just like he said he would do it, with all power in his hand. He told you over in Matthew, all power and all authority has been given unto me. And so the same power that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is going to raise you from the dead. The same
Amen.
God
Amen.
That you see, this Jesus Christ, the one that ascended into heaven, the same God is coming back one more time.
Uh-huh.
He's coming back this time. He ain't going to be spat on and lied on and mistreated and beaten, placed and placed on a cross. He's going to be the one that's going to be the one that's going to judge, and the one that you don't
want to judge.
You want him to love him. You want to be the one that looks and seeks him. He's trying to tell you, my brother and sister, all of you are very religious. You're very smart, and you come to your meeting, but I want to tell you, you got something over there that I really, really want to talk to you about called the unknown God. The inscription that you have, let me tell you, he's the true and living God. And he's
living
the one
God.
That
come
you,
on,
that's right. And then, now, see, these things that they had, these idols that was up on the shelf, and, you know, a lot of times they thought that these engraved things of animals and things of that nature, they worshipped them, but they didn't never answer them back. They were not alive.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't do nothing for them. How can something that you make and pour out of steel and metal and carve out of wood do anything for you? Well, you said you asked yourself, Brother Tim, what has that got to do with me today? Well, we got some unknown gods, too. In our lives.
Yes,
some of us worship football and we worship this quarterback, and we worship this guy who has a very fast car. We worship this guy who has a beautiful home up on the hill. We worship
our money
and our bank account. Sometimes we even worship our education. And look at my wife. Isn't she a star on my arm?
Come
and
on,
my
brother.
Kids
come
are
on
so
now.
Smart. But I want to tell you that we worship so many idols, and then we go to church.
Mm-hmm.
It's those who do and those who don't. We go to church, and we sit there, and we listen to the beautiful music, and we hear about this God. But do you really know that God,
the real, true,
and living God, Jesus Christ himself?
Mm-hmm.
And his father who allowed him to come down through 42 generations to save wretched people like us. I'm here to tell you about there is an unknown God to you because you don't know him. And I ain't talking about Godhoods with S. I'm talking about single one God, the only true and living God, the one that gives us the ability to have our we move and we have our being through him, through Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you that these people wanted to, they thought, like even with us, sometimes we say, do you really know Jesus? Yeah, I know him. I heard of him. Or I know that there is a God. I believe that there's a God. But do you really know him? Did you hear what the songwriter said that Brother Nutty Clay, I want him to know my name. Now, I want him to walk with me and talk with me and comfort me and hold my hand. Why didn't your idols do that? But see, Jesus himself walked with us on this earth. God himself has blessed us and gave us strength and gave us the ability to turn to him. What I'm trying to tell you, my brother, you got to know this God. He's the real, true, and living God. So I'm here to tell you, my brother and sister, that he is the creator of heaven and earth. He's the one that didn't ask anybody for any blueprint. He just strolled the stars out in the sky strategically and called them by name.
Yes,
he's the demon, and he set them ablaze that they would all twinkle so we could see the light, and then he set the sun over there and set it ablaze, and it's been on fire ever since, and it hasn't consumed itself. It's the same God that gave us the sun to warm us in the wintertime. It's the same God that gave us the sun that heats us up during the summertime, and then we can go out and enjoy the swimming in the lakes and the rivers. God is so awesome. The same God that I'm talking about, this unknown God that you don't know about, is the same one that allowed you to breathe and blow into your hand and warm your hands during the winter. He's God that gave you the breath to blow into your coffee and cool it down. He's the same God that gives you life. And we got to know about this unknown God. You don't even have a name for him, but his name is Jesus. And see, Paul was going around teaching and preaching about Jesus, about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And the Greek said, man, what is this guy doing babbling and running off? What teaching is he doing? See, they didn't even know, but you got
all these idols and you got all these gods that you call you worshiping and all, but you really don't know what this man is talking about. See, even that means that sometimes even our religious leaders can be confused. We got to get to know the real, true, and living God. We got to know him for yourself. You got to call him by name because he has a name. Our Father, he's God and God Almighty, and he's God all by himself. Our Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who died and rose with all power in his hand over heaven and earth. And you say, wow, I didn't know about, I know the name, but do you really know the name? And does he know your name? See, just because you know about something, that doesn't mean that you have it all down pat. I want you guys to know, Paul said, about this unknown God. He is the one that I want to talk to you about. He's the divine one. He's the one that, and you can't make him with silver and gold. He's God, and he's God all by himself. He's divine, and he's holy, and he's the one that allowed his son to come down through 42 generations. He can't be mocked, you know. He can't be laughed at and treated like that. Because one day, as you can see, my brother and sister, life around here is changing. Things are going, the good things are being considered bad. And the true things are considered false. We got things that people have hidden agendas in their life right now, and we don't know all what's going on. We're like little pawns. Can say one thing. I feel I have a blessed assurance that my God is in control. Well, tell him, what God are you talking about? I'm talking about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who came down and blessed us. He the one that gave his life. No man took his life, but he gave it voluntarily and laid it down for us and had the power to take it up.
Yes, he did.
He said that he can't.
Take it
That's
up.
What he did, brother. And so I'm here today to tell you about the unknown God. He's the one that has a true name. You just don't know about him. Let me introduce you to him. And they just kept thinking that this was babbling. But what he did, he didn't give up. Paul, no matter when they came at him, they ridiculed him, he didn't change. He just changed his method of approach. But he didn't change the message. You know, we got to continue. All of us have to be strong. Sometimes people want to make fun of you, just like they did Paul. They call you a babbler. I remember when you were, but see, they want to hold you to your past. But this unknown God that I'm talking about, the one that you got, because you didn't want to offend any other God, but this is the true living God, the one and only. And they didn't understand that how could we just worship one God? That's what the Greeks did. They couldn't understand it. They couldn't understand the death, burial, and resurrection because the things that we're talking about are spiritual. You know, we're not talking about things. These things, you can't see it because you're not spiritual. You haven't been saved. You haven't became, and you haven't been engrafted into the family. So what I'm trying to tell you, my brother and sister, we got to get him so we don't sit around talking about the unknown God. We want to talk about the one that we know to be the one that saved, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of the heavens and earth, has all power in his hand. The one that you can go to and he comforts you and you call his name and then his Holy Spirit saturates your heart, your mind, and your soul. He's the one that'll walk with you when all your brothers and sisters turn their back. He's the one that'll talk to you and not talk about you. He's going to talk with you and guide you and lead. He's the one that is going to hold your hand because you may, as a human being, maybe break down and get too weak and let go, but he'll always hold your hand. It's my Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that paid the sin debt in full, which you are acquitted of. All you Greeks, all you fancy religious leaders and all your fancy robes and gold chain, I want to let you know about this unknown God, the one that has truly a name above all names. I just want you to know, my brother and sister, he's the one that gives you the power to move. He's the one that breathes the breath of life into you. He's the one that has a place prepared for a prepared people. He's the one that allows the blood to run warm in your veins, Brother D. He doesn't just live in temples. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, where it dwells down on the inside of you. My brother and sister Paul had a change of mind. He said, I see you guys as I'm walking around. I see you guys are very religious. See, religious ain't going to get you nowhere. You got to be saved.
Amen.
You got to have the Holy Spirit. How do you do that, Brother Tim? I see they talk. Well, you have to go to Romans 10 and 9, and it says that if you believe and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and he rose and he's the Son of the living God, if you believe all those things and you confess it with your mouth, you are saved. God is saving you right in and there. And then you will find out everything in this book from Romans 10 and 9 on through is going to teach you how to be a Christian, how to love, how to give God praise and make him proud of you. How do you get along with your brothers and your sisters? That's what it tells you right there. My brothers, if you who are spiritual find your brother in a fault, you don't condemn him and tear him down and lie on him and get on the phone and gossip about him. He said you restore them gently. You know, it says we have a whole chapter on love. Don't you know what real love is, Brother D? That's what the book tells us. You know, when we get over there in Corinthians, the love chapter, which is 13, it tells you love suffers long and is kind.
Yes, it
love
is.
Does not
yes,
envy. Love does not, it's not proud, and it's not puffed up. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not, we've got all these things where he say, even children, you don't have to even tell a child to be selfish. That's my toy. No, you can't have it. My toy.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this book teaches us how to love, tells you what real love is. And if you really want to know what love is, God is love. My brothers and sisters, you need to know this unknown God that we have an inscription on. But the real, true living God, he has a name, and his name is Jesus. He comes to save us. He came to with a divine power from his Father. He stepped down out of eternity past into this present time to save wretched people like us. Boy, can you imagine? He said, and you know, and we love him because he first loved us. He gave his life for us. The Bible tells us that he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. So my brother and sister, don't let him be an unknown God to you. You know his name, and his name is Jesus. I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, not an unknown God. He has a name, and you don't worship many gods. You worship one God, the living and true God. Don't let your car be your God. Don't let your money be your God. Don't let your good looks and your body be, because one day you're going to get old, and all the muscles and all the good looks and the wrinkles and the sags come in. And what you going to do then? So you got to make sure that you know that God is the one that we are going to serve. I don't know about you and your house, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Don't let things be your God. Don't let God himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be unknown to you. You have to be willing to go to him, and he will talk with you. And all you got to do is come in. Don't worry about what your family thinks about you, because a lot of times your family and yourself can be your worst enemy. Don't let them turn you around. When you got it made up in your mind and in your heart you're going to serve God, come on and do what you have to do. It's getting later than we think. It's getting time. Don't you look around, and just like the Bible said, men are with men, women are with women, children are against them. How in the world can a child divorce his parents? Ain't that something? And those are the things that you see all around you. Don't you see what's going on in our country? Things that are right are wrong. So what we got to do, let's make it right with God, because he's in control. We don't want to have no unknown gods in our life. We want to have a God that we can call on who has a name, and his name is Jesus. I just wanted to tell my brothers and sisters little things just like that, that we have a God that we can go to. Don't let people turn you around. Don't let the devil trick you and take. And what you got to do, when you go to God and you ask him, Lord, not material thing, you want to take back what the devil has stolen from you, and God can do it. You got to have peace in your life. Sometimes you got to have a good night. He said, don't stress out about anything. Cast all of your cares unto me, for I care for you. He said, get a good night's sleep, Brother D. You don't need to be worried about all this and that. Don't get stressed out about anything. Don't be anxious about anything. But anything that you have to do, all your prayers and all that, make your request known unto God. That's what you got to do. Don't get excited about anything. And that's what it's all about. You have to be willing to sacrifice your own time in life right now to go to him. And when you go to him, boy, he'll pour you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. All I'm asking you, my brother and sister, don't let the unknown gods get you. Just go to the real, true, and living God. And Brother D, I know that you know. I know that Nutty know, and Reverend Henry and Brother Eric and Reverend Eric and Pastor Eric, we know that we know the real, true, living God, and we know we proclaim him just like Paul did. We get beat up sometimes, but we keep pushing forward. We get lied on, but we keep pushing forward. Sometimes in our own life, we just stumble and fall. But guess what? We get up, and we don't make fun of our brothers and sisters. We move on. We keep going forward because God has given us the gift of reconciliation. So don't unknown gods rule your life. Let God himself, the only true and living God.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you, he has a name, and his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Brother D, come on in, because I just want to give him a little taste of something.
Amen, Brother Tim said his name is Jesus. You know, Brother Tim, you have said enough. That's true. There's nothing to add to it. There's nothing to take away. Just enjoy and let it dissect in your mind. Swallow it. Bible says to eat it. So we want to eat the word that we have heard this morning. Yeah. Let it be like honey. I truly enjoy the word. I tell them on the evening service sometimes, we don't have to go a long time. We don't want you to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. We truly just want to come in and fellowship with you, give you what we have, what the Lord has given us to give you. That's what Brother Tim has done. He has given you what the Lord has given him. And Paul, we all knew at one point in time he was on the other side.
He was a rascal.
Lord turned him around. he was something else. He was on the other side. But the Lord turned him around, and he channeled that energy. And he used that same energy to work for God, just like he worked against God in the name of Jesus. So we truly hope and pray that something was said this morning that would touch someone's heart, touch your mind, would trick your heart, get you to want to know this man for yourself, get to want to know God and the pardon of your sin for you. Because like my brother just told you, there's going to come a day that we're not going to be able to do what we're doing now. Not going to be able to hear Reverend Henry preach, or Reverend Eric preach the word of God to you. Not going to be able to hear Brother Tim come in and preach the word of God. Not going to be able to hear Brother D come in and babbling off to you. There's going to come a day that your tongue going to be glued to your mouth. Your eyelids will be stitched together. There'll be nothing left but judgment after that. But him have given you a way. And he guided you straight to it. He said, all you got to do is go to Romans 10:9 and let the Lord be your guide. If you just believe in your heart, confess it with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, and that he raised him from the dead. And then he said something. He said he rose with all power in his hand. If I wanted to serve someone, I couldn't think of one I want to serve better than serving a man that got all power, not little power, not some power, not much power, but he got all power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for having all power. Thank you for being Lord over my life. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to turn it back over to
Brother
Nutty.
Brother Tim. Brother D.
Uh-huh.
I listen. In Romans 10:9, and then you say confess with your mind and your heart, and it said don't worship like money and all that. So basically,
right.
And we know his name. No man saw God in the flesh, but Jesus. He came down to Jesus, and they crucified Jesus. So basically,
that's right.
God lives in us, in our heart. He lives in our, it's just up to us to stir him up and, and keep that faith and believe. So all this, like you say, money, looks, all that stuff don't mean nothing if you ain't got it in your heart. If you ain't got it in your mind,
amen.
You can't confess it, it don't mean nothing. That's why, you know, when Moses got mad and when they made them with the out of God, out of gold, he destroyed it. Yes, sir. But I thank you. I thank you, Brother Tim. I thank you, Brother D, for bringing that to me this morning. Because I was going to say a prayer and get out, but, you know, God made a way. I'm traveling at the moment. I'm here to Texas. Just when y'all say the closing prayers, just pray for me and my family as we travel.
Amen. You know, Brother Ned, I'll give you something real quick here. Brother Ned brought it to our attention about the book of Romans 10 and 9. Yeah, I just like what the Lord say. Yeah, that's all I can. You and my brother, Brother Eric, shout out to him. He said, I can only give you what the Bible say. I just love the book. Well, I'll give you what the word says. The Bible says if you confess it with your mouth, he said, and believe it in your heart. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to believe in your heart that he is who you say he is, that he's a rewarder.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to believe that in your heart. See, in other words, I'm trying to get you to see, brother, he don't want you to believe in your bank account. He don't want you believing in your beautiful wife. Like Brother Tim just told you, looks will fade away. Everything will change over time. There's a time period that everything will change. Songwriter did a song one time. He says, everything changes and nothing stays the same. Well, he made a little error there because my Bible tells me tomorrow I change not. He was doing good till he got to that nothing stays the same. See, Jesus said, I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He said, tomorrow I change not. So this is why we're trying to tell you to wrap yourself up. Tangle yourself up all in the name of Jesus Christ. I heard my brother say about love. You know, see, when you get Jesus, you get love. Because like Brother Tim just told you, Jesus who? The Bible says he is love. So if you want love, look at Jesus. And see, when you get Jesus, not only do you get love, then you will learn how to show love. Because he is the way. He said he is the way, the truth, and the light. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for just being good. I promise you, I just thank the Lord for just being good, shining in my life. I tell you, I was once a rascal. Now I'm just Brother D. There was times, if I look back over my life now, where the Lord has brought me from, I would be embarrassed of some of the things that I've done and said. Amen. But God is so good. He's so merciful to us. Brother Tim told you what he said. He said, look, he said, cast all your cares upon me. See, he cares for you. He wants you to repent so he can save you. And he don't want you worrying about nothing. And then he said he'll never leave you. Nor forsake. I mean, what more do you need other than Jesus Christ? Now, wait a minute. I hear Brother Dog back in the background. I hear him talking. You'll never know he all you need until he all you got. Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Again, my sister and brother, we hope and trust that we say something. You know, that's our job. Our job on this walk is to give you God's word, not what we think or what we say, but to give it to you the way the Lord has given it to us and hoping and trusting that it was something will stick. I hear my brother say all the time, he said, if you come in out the rain long enough, you'll dry off. And that's how God's word is. If you keep hanging around God's word, you'll start, before you know it, you'll start, oh, I think I'll read the Bible a little day. Before you know it, you read one verse. Then you done read a chapter. Tomorrow you want to read. That's just how God's word. Wait a minute, I read a verse. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. See, if you hang around long enough, God will draw you in. I promise you he will. He'll draw you in. Listen, brother, he's no shorter than his word. He's truly no shorter than his word. Amen.
Brother D, just before you go, when you said that you will find yourself reading a little bit, and then you'll find yourself reading almost. One of our brothers one day said he was so mad he was ready to cuss somebody out. And he said, you know what? I gave him a pass because I have been reading my word. I've been reading the Bible. So the Bible and the word of God will change your life. It'll guide you. It'll make you not do what you think you want to do. It'll help you. It'll strengthen you. It'll comfort you. The word, and you'll mature in it. And that's what it's all about. Nobody says you're going to have to be a scholar in one reading, but you just keep doing it. It's like a child. Jesus, the word, and God calls us his children. And what happens is sometimes a child doesn't born racing and running. You have to help them, and you have to walk with them and hold their hand and guide them as they go along in this life. And that's what God does to us, and his word will do the same for us. And I just wanted to say, take this time to say one more time, I thank Brother Nutty. I thank Reverend Henry and Pastor Eric and all that they do, and it's a very rough job to handle this, but to be able to step in and they trust us to do what we do, I am so grateful. I'm so honored, and I just want to let you guys know thank you for even considering us and definitely considering me, and I say thank you. And back to you, Brother D.
Amen. I don't know if Nutty, I don't know if you have any hands up, if anyone want to come in and fellowship with us this morning. If you do, hit the one button and we'll do what we can to answer any question that might be asked. You know, we don't know if you didn't get it. We have no problem with trying to go further with it. We just want to give you what we have. You know, that's just our daily walk. Our daily walk is to walk with God, to do all that we can to love on him, because he truly loved man. He truly loved you. He loved you so much he allowed his son to die for you. That's love. The Bible says there's no greater love than a man will lay down his life for his brother. So well, brother,
at the moment, brother, had nobody hit the one button yet. If you want to pray us out.
Amen. Amen.
Now you ready?
Today is Friday. Today is Friday, which means we will be going on a little miniature vacation from you guys until Monday morning. But we hope and pray that you continue your walk with God. Don't let the time that we are away from each other allow you to separate from God. Keep your hand in God's hand. Continue to hold on. Continue to ask God to come into your life and bless. And I promise you, he's no shorter than his word. He said you have not because you ask not. So that let you know right there, if you ask, he give it thee. That's what the Lord said. Now, and I tell you, I've been reading his word for a few days. I've yet to find one lie in God's word. Now, wait a minute, Bert Tim, he said something. He said, let my word be true and let every man be of a lie. Now, I found lies in man, including myself. I've found lies in it. I've yet to find one lie in God's word. Amen. We're going to ask each one if you'll bow your heads, give God your heart, pray along with us as we pray. And we're going to get prepared to get up out of here and just allow yourself to fellowship today with God. That's all, Brother D would ask you. Allow yourself to have fellowship with God today. Allow yourself to have, I heard my brother say yesterday, you work 8 hours on a job, but you won't give God 8 minutes. Allow yourself to have some God time. You know, allow yourself to have some time where you just meditate and talk to the Lord Almighty. I promise you, if you do, God will do just what he said. See, one thing about my Lord and Savior, he wants to do his part in your life. You just got to remove yourself out the way so he can. He's never lost a fight yet. I told you all a while back, God has never seen a sinner he couldn't save. He's never seen a sinner save himself. So allow yourself to get into fellowship with God. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we come this morning with just a word of thanks, Lord. Father, we want to thank you for the preached word this morning. We want to thank you for those that came in to fellowship with us this morning. We want to thank Brother Tim for filling in with the last minute notice. You said in your word, Father, you should be ye also ready. And we just want to thank Brother Tim for coming in to give us the word this morning. We pray, Father, it will not fall on deaf ears, that someone that's listening heard the word and will make them want to get a relationship with you, get to know, how do I get to know this man for myself? We want to say that we love you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless, continue to keep us, continue to watch over us. Watch over Brother Nutt as he's traveling. Watch over Brother Eric and my brother Reverend Henry in their absence. Give them traveling grace to and fro. Father, bless their families while they're gone. Allow them to return home and find that everything to be just like it was when they left. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our auntie, even though she didn't get a chance to give us a nugget today. We know that she's there. We thank you for her. We want you to know that we truly love her and we truly appreciate you allowing her to be in our presence. Lord, we ask that you just bless this sinful world that we're in. Bless the sick and the shut-in. Bless the bereaved families. Lord, those that have lost loved ones. We had a young man just a short while come on the show with us and talk to us, and we find that he lost his life. Lord, we ask that you touch his family. Let them know that you make no mistakes. Let them know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. Let them know that they lost a loved one, but they still have you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray that you just continue to bless. Lord, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name, that every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Brother Nutty, let that be all.
I'm asking. My wife, Sister Louise. If she'll just give us a little bit of I shall never let go his hand. Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Just another day. You may